The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
We're not going to real intimacy to me. And I know that sounds weird because we want to, because I believe the Bible. I love that verse. I want to grab that verse, but I don't want to grab it to the exclusion of not being real between me and God. And a great place to start is, God, why is it I can't even receive value from you? Why is it that I think so low of myself when I'm the opposite of what you're saying in this book? Your love letter is not how I think. This is where I live. And how and why is that? Well, I think the devil's done a huge job on belittling us, and we've bought into lies. And so we need the truth, and the Bible's huge for that, bringing truth to us.
When it comes to following God, I'm sure we would all agree it's far easier to just be told what to do instead of trusting our own hearing. Leaving the hearing to someone else may be easier, but it's not exactly the ingredients for spiritual growth. So when we really need guidance, what else can we do? Well, today on Sought Out Global Radio, we'll tackle the subject of guidance. And the best guidance is best when it comes straight from God to you. Are you in need of some guidance and want to get better at hearing His voice? Then stay tuned, because that's next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, joined with Sought Out Global Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks and Krista Pitcairn. It's good to be back with you, the listener, as well, and we're excited to have you join us once again this week as we tackle the topic of guidance. And you know, Herb, I was looking at the scriptures just before we started here. Proverbs 1:5, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. And I think this is really a good scripture for us to remember that, you know, first of all, we are supposed to be hearing and obeying. And those are very key principles for anybody who operates in the prophetic. But after all, I've said this before, how can we obey if we don't hear the voice of God? And these are things that we have to learn to do in our lives. We're all called by God, right? We're all called initially. God woos us to Him and we go to follow Jesus. And yet, where is our hearing further down the road as we begin to walk with God? And I think this is a really good challenge for all of us as believers, because quite honestly, I think most of us want a GPS. You know, I want one. You know, when I'm dealing with my wife and I know I'm about to say something wrong, I'd love a GPS that shots out recalculating, you know, don't say what you're about to say, right? And it, but I think we want that in a God. We want, you know, we want a GPS in God. We want Him to tell us what to do. And I recently came across this experience with a young couple, and they wanted to be literally told, yes, go take that. And God was not telling us to instruct them that way. So this, I lay this as a foundation for a good conversation, I hope, around guidance as we entreat the Lord to try to hear His voice and to follow His call. So I turn to you. Guidance. How do we get really good guidance from God when we're such flawed listeners?
I think the first worthy mention right now is simply the fact that every Christian wants to know what God is thinking. And honestly, I think every person, even those who haven't taken Christ as their Savior yet, the pre-Christian, they're hungry to know about guidance. What is a wise decision? Because often the difference between success and failure is just simply right and wrong choices. But it isn't that God withholds from us as much as He so longs that we be people that flourish and succeed and come into what it is to have such a vibrant life, because He's made us that way. We're wired this way to enjoy life. And how much more is it in relationship with Him? And so often the person apart from Christ is still trying to fulfill their life, which can never really be fulfilled apart from the One who designed them, fashioned them. And and people without the Lord are trying to fill their lives with happiness, which comes simply from happenings in a life. And oftentimes the pursuit for guidance is so that they can get happy. But you know what? Happiness is fleeting because it always hinges around what happens next. Hmm. Guidance, when it comes from God, is very different. Its design is to take you into a rock-solid place of security even when everything is falling apart around you. Because his guidance is to take him into personal relationship with him, because he truly is our strength and our rock. Hmm.
So, Bethany, our view of God, it's got to be crucial when it comes to guidance, doesn't it? I mean, if we have a view that God is angry and frustrated, doesn't that affect how we might respond to God in terms of guidance?
I think our perspective is the biggest piece, because obviously he hasn't changed. And as many people as are out there have, you know, their own issues to work through. I was talking to a 14-year-old who was saying, "You guys can hear God, but I can't hear God." And I was saying, "You're 14, you're learning to hear his voice. You keep at it, keep being in the atmosphere of his presence, and you let him get to you. You know, don't be worried that everybody else hears so clear and I don't." And I think that could be a 60-year-old who just came to know God today. You know, it takes time to develop the ear to hear him talking to you.
Well,
when you're praying to him, and this 14-year-old's like, prayer, I'm just talking to him and there's nothing happening, you know? It's all going one way. And I'm like, no, be patient, because we have to develop the hearing. It's a different hearing. As a 14-year-old, they're waiting for that audible clarity in the room, right? And it's not that way.
True. And so obviously body, soul, and spirit is kind of the basics about our walk with God and being spiritual creatures as much as we are natural flesh and blood creatures. These are key principles too, aren't they?
But if you add in the fact that in this case, this 14-year-old really wants to excel and do it right, you know, then that plays in with his relationship with God too, you know.
We have to know what we're listening
our
to.
Our paradigm
right? Yep.
is involved as well. There's more than one thing involved.
You know, there's one thought I'd like to bring too, and I can jump all over this thing because I'm so excited about it. So I'll try to behave. But
just go for her.
The conscience is your very first step to hearing God and
That's
being
good.
Led of the Lord. And the conscience, if it has been seared or if it's been damaged, that's the very first part of us begins to rise up to help us stay in true north, as it were. And if we allow that to get damaged, then you're already dealing with the fact that when God starts at ground zero with our conscience, that he launches from there so often, it starts with letting your conscience be your guide. And for the person who's hearing us right now that doesn't know the Lord, or perhaps they've decided not to follow Christ, but to very, very tuned into what we're talking about, may I say to you that God will continue to pull at your heart, because your heart has been designed to be in relationship with him, and to know what it is to, I'm going to say the word, be under his care and authority. And usually the reason that a person doesn't come to Christ is because they don't want someone else to tell them what to do. They want to be their own boss. They want to be their, and I'm going to say, own God. And that's where the damage comes, is when people begin to just serve out of their own paradigm of circumstances, calling themselves to be the only boss. Honestly, being under authority, a heart that says yes to a deity who so loves us, promises to guide us, and there's so many scriptures that talk about God being the one who guides and leads, and the fact that we would obey that, because when we obey, that opens up a whole new world. I mean, a whole new world to a person when they choose to begin to follow the Lord. Because let me tell you, he is not boring. And it's an adventure unlike any person can dream. And I truly mean that. I've experienced it over the years.
Krista, not to leave you out. We've been talking about...
This is good.
Not at all. So we were talking... Both Herb and Bethany mentioned the paradigm, which I think is a really good springboard for the question that I was going to ask you, which is, it comes back to the view of God. What is our view of God? What is our paradigm for what God represents in our life? I think is a real key thing that we need to keep in mind. But there's also this, we talked in last week's show about the entitlement generation. And sometimes I think we've raised a slave generation that wants to be led instead of, and wants to be told rather than led by God.
No sonship.
Specifically. Yeah, there's right. no sonship, right. So, you know, how do we get people to realign their paradigm properly so that they actually are operating in a paradigm that we're talking about?
Well, I think you brought up some really great points. I want to go back to one of the first things you just brought up because it's really good. And I think it's something that a lot of us have struggled with, whether you've walked with God for a small time in your life or a long time in your life. And that is your viewpoint of God. Because it's difficult to follow someone if you believe they're angry with you, if you believe they don't even like you, if you don't believe you're totally loved, forgiven, empowered, have destiny, have purpose. If that's not a part of your core values or your belief system, it's difficult to follow a God that you don't trust. So I think it's important when we begin to understand the character of God, of who our God is, and when you read his word, that's how you're going to figure out who he is and spend time with people that have a genuine relationship with him. You're going to come into a place of understanding he's not only for you, he has plans and destiny that are good, and his plans for you are great. So that to me is kind of number one. Maybe in a part two, we can hit the entitlement generation and kind of really shift from a slave mentality to sonship. And that's an important topic that I think needs to be addressed in the church today. But really our heart today at Sought Out is to really come back to the place of, if you know who your God is and you know he's good, he's easy to follow.
That's good. And so the idea that God is not
angry and ticked, yes,
but he's, how about this, that he's a loving father, and
huge,
you,
that's
being
life changing.
Yeah, and you being evil, who would give good things to your children, how much more would our Father in heaven want right. to bless us, right? Mm. So
that's right.
If we have that view of the Father, if we have that view of God, that he loves us, he cares for us, and that changes everything in terms of our guidance compass, doesn't
how
it?
Much, yeah, how much easier is it for people to surrender to love than judgment?
Yes.
If they value themselves. But it starts there. A lot of people are afraid to receive that value. And that is the starting point for relationship, which is the starting point for interaction. And to be able to hear and be guided by someone, you want to be guided by love. And like Krista, all the words Krista just used, destiny, who wouldn't want that, right? So why is it that we're not there?
That's good. And I think we're going to cover that in the next segment, when we discuss destiny and identity here on Sought Out Global Radio.
And I love your presence.
Isaiah 62:12 says, "And they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought out." Millions of people all over the world are drawn into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ every day. But many of us have not had the spiritual mentoring needed to grow in the gifts of the Spirit. That's where Sought Out Global Ministries comes in. Sought Out Global Ministries was founded to attract the presence of God and to assist Christians with a deeper understanding of the gifts of the Spirit. Our goal is not to be a church. Our goal is to be a place where people from every walk of life can come and have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, to link arms for the coming revival in the kingdom of God. So if you're restless and hungry for more and would like to join us for one of our home encounters or larger gatherings, please go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com today. That's soughtoutglobal.com, calling you to greatness.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sought Out Global Radio, and we've been discussing today the importance of guidance in our life when it comes to God. And before the break, we talked about destiny and identity in our guidance and our compass from God. You know, tell me what you were sharing during the break.
I think of the verse Jeremiah 29:11, and it's a real popular verse because it speaks so highly of God's involvement about our lives, our future, our destiny. Let me read it. 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. And the next verse says, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. Mm. What a promise. I love this. I mean, this is the heart of a father. You know, just the other day I was thinking, you know, my motives for why I go to work and why I hover over my family is to provide for my family. But we've got a teenager that's growing up underneath us, and I can't tell you how much as a dad my thoughts are filled with his future. I think of that a lot. The way that he's growing up, where am I falling short as a dad? Where are some of the areas that I know that he needs adjustment? Because it matters that much to me. It's like everything I do right now in my life as a person, being a dad and a husband, apart from following the Lord Jesus, has it all. And it's for his good. It's for my boy's good. It's for my wife's good. And I've discovered in a new way, what this verse is that the heartbeat of the God that we serve is that we succeed and do well. And in here he says, I'll guide you and it won't harm you. Because it's been mentioned earlier and might be mentioned again about how we view him. Do we think he's really thinking of our best? I mean, if we really were convinced that he has our very best in mind, I can't tell you how many people in the human race would relax if they come into mm-hmm. this realism. So when I find this verse here, for I know the plans I have for you and therefore your very best, how can you not want that? I know I do for my own son, but how much more the Father who's in heaven towards us?
True. So that ties in really great with the question I was going to ask you, Bethany, which is the importance of knowing who you are in God and that, and relying on that when it comes to our guidance system, right? Isn't it helpful that we know who we are so that we can really follow God better?
I think there's two things. One is knowing who we are from his perspective. And the other thing is us valuing who we are to receive his view of us. Mm. And those two are really pivotal. And we can talk out of our heads, but when everybody's gone and you're home and you just got hit with something, where do we go to here in where we feel, where we live? And a lot of times it isn't to God wanting us. We don't autopilot to God wanting his best for us. Why is that? Because this verse rings truth. It's like, who wouldn't want that? Everybody wants the perfect father to love them and draw them out into their destiny and everything they long for. I think the journey of intimacy with God uncovers these things in us.
So key.
If we jump right over to from oh, I don't even know if God loves me, to grabbing a verse like a lifeline and not go through the journey and
That's
the walk
good.
Of going, oh my gosh, I don't even think I can receive love, and going to the heart of the matter, then we're not going to real intimacy to me. And I know that sounds weird because I believe the Bible. I love that verse. I want to grab that verse, but I don't want to grab it to the exclusion of not being real between me and God. And a great place to start is, God, why is it I can't even receive value from you? Why is it that I think so low of myself when I'm the opposite of what you're saying in this book? Your love letter is not how I think. This is where I live. And how and why is that? Well, I think the devil's done a huge job on belittling us, and we've bought into lies. And so we need the truth. And the Bible's huge for that, bringing truth to us.
intimacy such a key for the entire existence of really the Christian life, isn't it?
Right.
It's really key.
It involves being real in areas where we're very uncomfortable and vulnerable, and we don't have it all together.
So, Krista, you mentioned mercy, grace, and kindness. Aren't these the three things that we could really keep in the forefront of our mind and really try to just dwell on as we approach God when it comes to our guidance and seeking His will for our life?
Absolutely. I know in my own life, I have experienced again and again the mercy, the kindness, and the grace of God. And, you know, the grace is an undeserved gift. And again and again, even though I've walked with God my whole life, I certainly haven't done everything right, or, you know, I've missed things here or there, or, you know, done my best to try to honor and please Him, but come up short, you know, again and again. And yet I experience His mercy. I experience His grace and His kindness. And every time I do, Mark, I just find myself leaning deeper and farther into Him, knowing that He loves me despite, you know, and regardless of my behavior at times, He loves me. And that never changes and that never wavers. And even that statement, I know, can kind of smack the religious spirit upside the head because that's so right. I mean, I've said that from the pulpit many a times, that your behavior does not dictate the love of God over your life. And let
that's
me tell
right.
you, I can tell instantly, you know, who I'm hitting in that. But it's true theology. Our behavior does not dictate God's love for us.
Oh, that's really true.
Yes,
that's
there's good. Consequences to choices, but His love never wavers, and His kindness never wavers, and His goodness never wavers, and His mercy never wavers. And so when you come into a place like Bethany was talking, and my goodness, this is a layered topic, and we're just barely touching the surface.
That's right.
Yeah.
Value and identity. If you don't believe your worth, grace, you're always going to be expecting and seeing things from a place of judgment. If you don't think you're worth the kindness of God or the love or mercy of God, you're going to often negate it or reject it when it's there ever new every morning. That's what the word promises. Mm. His mercy is new every morning. Yeah. So it's really from a place of coming into that journey of I am worth it be simply because Jesus died on the cross for me.
Yes.
And I am forgiven through His blood. And that I do have destiny and purpose, and I have to choose in faith to not only believe it, but receive it.
That's right.
A game changer.
Yes,
it is. So now there's listeners right now who are needing guidance. Mm-hmm. So let's stop the discussion about guidance and let's step into the anointing of God and try to move in the gift of guidance and provide some prophetic words for people who need to hear the voice of God at this time in their life.
Well, Mark, in Corinthians, it talks about the heart of God that loves to bring to the surface insight and information that helps a person in their decision making. And in Corinthians, it speaks of the fact that the prophetic purpose that the Lord gives to His church is for the sake of building up, for the sake of encouraging, and for the sake of exhorting. So the next few moments, as you're inviting us into this moment, I'm curious as to how He's going to begin to layer the conversation, because we know that there are many people at this very moment that are in the middle of making decisions. So let's dive in and see how the Lord would lead us to love people on the radio. This will be fun.
Yes, it will.
I have a word for Randy, and Randy, you're listening to this radio broadcast right now, and I just feel like the Lord's saying you've been jumping from job to job to job, and the Lord is saying the search for significance is over, that He's the one that's been pursuing you as you've gone from career to career to career, asking the Lord, or you've been wondering, like, who am I? What am I all about? What am I passionate about? I just feel like that has all been with the motive and the purpose to encounter Jesus. And I just feel like there is a call for salvation, that the search is over. And I feel like as you're driving down the road listening to this right now, you're just feeling your car flooding with the presence of God, and you're just beginning to give your life to Jesus right now. And I want to tell you, Randy, you're never going to be the same, because that leading and that guidance of who am I and what I'm all about. You are encountering your maker right now, and he is going to lead you to your purpose and your destiny. But even greater, your life will never be the same because of the prayer of salvation and declaring that he's your Lord, Lordship over your life right now.
Honey, I see you, and you are flat out down. And there is a time to grab the lifeline, and this lifeline is for you. It's Jeremiah 29:11. You have a destiny, you have a future, and it's not where you're at right now. You need to grab this and run with it.
Just a great word from Kristen Bethany on taking hold of your destiny. Hey, very quickly, we hope you'll prayerfully consider supporting Sought Out Global Radio with your prayers and financial support. Sought Out Global Radio is a listener-supported ministry, and we can only come to you by the blessing and generosity of our listeners. To write us, our address is P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. Sought Out Global Radio also accepts online donations. Just go to our website at soughtoutglobal.com. Well, that's all the time we have left. On behalf of Herb and Bethany Marks, Krista Pitcairn, I'm Mark Grote. Be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.